You're listening to WMUK. More than 30 million travelers pass through Detroit Metropolitan Airport each year. Many are current or former members of the armed services. Sensing a need to support their unique travel needs, some Delta Airlines employees got together and created a special place for them in 2010. That eventually blossomed into the current Freedom Center at the McNamara Terminal, as WMUK's Jerry Malik reports.
Every year, nearly 100,000 military members and their families travel through the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. They make up the active duty force, reserves, retirees, and veterans, like Stephanie Curry.
I'm midway through my journey. I started out in Edinburgh, Scotland, and I'm on my way to Philadelphia.
With 8 deployments under her belt during her 7 years of service, Curry is no stranger to traveling. Her eyes lit up at the sight of the Freedom Center, located in the McNamara Terminal.
Well, as soon as I walked in, the two gentlemen were very welcoming, and I was deterred because I am not an active student status now. And they didn't care. They welcomed me in right then with my Veterans Affairs card, and they were just lovely, and I've been gabbing with them for over an hour now.
And the two gentlemen Curry referred to make up a force of volunteers determined to give military travelers a quiet and comfy refuge inside an otherwise chaotic and noisy terminal.
These people, when they come in, they're so thankful. A lot of them just shake your hand, and there's a lot of them that if you help them out with a bad situation, they give you hugs.
And this is what's kept Navy veteran Len Rose volunteering at the Freedom Center for 3 years. Rose, who served on an aircraft carrier in the mid-1960s, enjoys sharing experiences with fellow veterans.
I like talking to people. I have some people that say, well, I was on that ship, and I was on it, you know, my ship. And I say, wow, and then we start talking, you know, so, and you learn a lot. So I enjoy that. I talk military with them. They understand. They like the place. They, you know, they're more relaxed. They tell us they're more relaxed, and that goes a long way and makes you want to come back another day.
Fellow Navy veteran Chuck Soroka, who volunteers at the center one day a week, was hooked immediately after his first day.
3 minutes after I started, I said, I got to do this for a long time.
And Soroka says he's seen the gamut of situations come through the center, from travelers who've missed their flights by a few minutes to parents who've seen their children off to boot camp and deployments.
All kinds of things happen to different kind of families. Everybody's got a different thing that's tough, and the Freedom Center is here to help everybody.
Here, one could grab a quick snack, sweet or salty, to carry them over to their next meal and wash it down with a hot or cold beverage of their choice. Army veteran and Freedom Center volunteer Bob Cunningham wanted to give a little of himself back.
I think it does more for me every time I'm here than I do for them. The next day, it rejuvenates me, because I don't know. I'm sentimental at heart, I guess.
We've served over 115,000 guests. We average 170 a day, approximately 5,000 a month.
Freedom Center Director Charlotte Tripp says it's been quite an adventure since it opened up its doors in November 2011. Besides refreshments, the center offers a comfortable room with beds and sofas, computers and Wi-Fi, all the way down to assisting travelers with any issue with any airline.
We also offer assistance for special circumstances, assistance with like flight delays and getting them rebooked. A shoulder, a ear to listen, whatever it may take. I mean, we've had boot camp babies who are on their way to boot camp, get delayed, and all of a sudden realize, since they have that extra time, that, oh, I miss mom. What am I doing? It's kind of like they need some extra reassurance. They need a mom there or a dad there.
Tripp says the center would not be able to operate without funding from the support from corporations, individuals, veterans, and community service organizations. But she says the biggest challenge facing the center is maintaining ongoing donations from established donors, as well as gaining new ones.
If you're always relying on the same sources all the time, it kind of gets stagnant a bit. We really need to develop new donors. We need to get the word out that we're here in everything that we do for our military and our veterans so that we can encourage other corporations, other community organizations, even individuals, to contribute, to volunteer, whether it be, you know, donations, financial, in-kind, or time. It's all important, and we constantly need new donors and supporters.
The Freedom Center is located in the McNamara Terminal next to Gate A43. It's open to travelers with an active duty, National Guard, Reserve, retiree, or VA ID card. Those interested in helping out the center can log on to their website at mifreedomcenter.org for more information. Or you can also give them a call or keep up with them on social media by liking them on Facebook. For WMUK, I'm Jerry Malik.